welcome back to Mountain Money. Well, in my family, the holidays were never complete without a visit from the Jans Fairy, the one who brought you those cool gifts in that very, very distinctive bag. Jack Walzer of Jans joins us now to talk about what gifts the Jans Fairy might have in store for this holiday season for your family. Morning, Jack.
Good morning. Thanks
for joining us. Good morning. Okay, let's start with the heat. And what do I mean by that? I mean, what kind of products do you have for people who struggle a little bit with the cold weather?
There's all kinds of things out there. One thing that's pretty popular, been fairly popular over the last few years, are heated socks for ski boots. Of course, there's been boot heaters for ski boots for a while, but heated socks are great because you can use them in ski boots, and you can also use them in other applications like fly fishing or standing on the side of a race course watching your kids.
How thick are they? Do they fit easily into a ski boot?
They're fairly thin. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's very important to make sure that that component is thin, because if you have too thick of sock, your feet are going to get cold. So kind of defeats the purpose. So they've got a couple different widths of socks out now. And obviously, the thinner, the better for heated socks.
And how long does that charge tend to last?
Oh, it can last you all day long. You know, they usually have four settings, and you can, depending on how you feel about how hot you want your feet to be, you can dial that in for a couple hours. You can dial it in for a whole day.
And where's the? I've never used heated socks before. Where's the battery pack? And
they kind of fold up on the top of the sock on the outside.
Okay.
And you can even set it up with your Bluetooth, so you can dial in the mechanics with your Bluetooth, rather than having to bend over and push buttons.
Hike up your pant leg while you're on the lift trying to get a warmer foot.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's socks. Well, you mentioned boot heaters have been around for a while, but they've gotten more advanced, I understand.
For sure, yeah. Everything's become more advanced in that respect. And even if your feet don't get that cold and you don't feel that you need to spend that kind of money, they have these things. Hotronic has these things called toe caps, and they're about $50, and they're just a kind of a polyurethane type of a cap that just sticks right onto the front of your ski boot, and it does the trick. It works pretty well.
It goes on the outside of your ski?
It goes on the outside. You could leave it on all year long, and it just takes that, you know, probably gives you an extra 10 degrees or something like that in warmth.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
And you can still get your ski boot into the front of your binding?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sits above the sole plate, right?
And it's not battery powered or anything?
No,
it's just a little insulator.
Yeah, we've been testing them, and it works great. You know, like if you have very, very cold feet, some people use that with heaters as well. It just kind of keeps that heat in the toe area. It kind of sustains it so it doesn't go up.
I like to buckle up so tight I can't feel my toes, so I can't tell if they're cold or warm.
There you go. Staying on heat for a minute, heated gloves have been around for years, but at one point they were not all that reliable.
Yeah, same thing. The technology has gotten better, and there's three or four glove manufacturers that I think have it dialed, and it's pretty mainstream right now. Yeah.
For the gloves. Yeah, sometimes my fingers get cold, but I'm usually pretty good.
I mean, glove liners work well if you've got some room in there, if you don't get very, very cold hands, but I know a lot of people who have just went with the heated gloves, and they're happy because they're very reliable, and
We've been talking a little bit about technology when we're talking about heat. I want to talk about luggage, but before we get to that, how has the technology changed the way clothing is manufactured, and more importantly, you know, sort of the weight and the heat retention?
Yeah, I think you're getting a bigger bang for the buck. So a thinner layer, merino blends, they're designed to be warmer, so you don't have to have thick layers under you. You've got, you know, for those who like to wear shells, you have a plethora of mid layers and base layers that you can combine to keep you warm, and they're just not bulky anymore. The synthetics and the merino out there are designed to breathe well but keep you warm at the same time. So, and then also insulations on outerwear jackets, you don't have to have very thick, you know, down's still a viable insulation, but those synthetic insulations have gotten better and better at keeping you warmer with a thinner profile as well.
And is it still an idea to layer?
For sure.
To build up?
Yeah,
okay.
That's still the best.
Because then
way.
You can shed layers
exactly.
Instead of one big bulky thing on the outside.
Correct.
Yeah, I always like to be cold on the chairlift so I don't overheat coming down.
Yeah, yeah. And if you run, a little bit hot and you're a pretty aggressive skier, that's the way to do it.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And then if you need to throw a vest on or something like that, that's a good component as well.
Yeah, it's a little cold. I now ski with a backpack a lot more.
Yeah,
and a Camelback at least, you know, a hydration bag.
Sure, sure.
I got to do something of that sort. What if you put warm water in that? Would that warm your back if you get cold? That's an interesting idea. I never thought of that.
Not for very long.
All right, so those are our soft goods, right? So what else do we have for soft goods? Helmets aren't soft goods.
Well, what you put under your helmet could be considered a soft good.
Yeah, so if you do like get cold in the head.
Yeah, it's always good. I mean, a lot of people just wear very thin, kind of a skull cap thing, and it gives you that layer of extra warmth. It is breathable, too, so you don't overheat. But I think it's important. I think it's good for the fit, and it just feels better. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm a big baby. If it's below zero, man, I'm not out there. I mean, it could be great powder. No, if it's great powder, then I will. Yeah.
Well, just like there's a lot of people that are local here that skied for years, and everybody's got their own sequence of layering that they use for different temperatures and whether it's snowing or not. So we have everything for that. You know, we have multiple choices for base layering tip to toe.
And, you know, for years, Jans has carried a wonderful variety of skis and clothing, which we've been touching on. But as we were getting ready to come in, you mentioned about something called Eagle Creek Luggage. What's that?
Yeah, we've had that brand for a long time, and it's a great outdoor luggage company. Focused, a lot of their focus has been on adventure travel, so they make a lot of different pieces, depending on where you're going. If you just want to... a roller bag that you can carry through the airport, or something that does both that you can stick on your back. They also have all kinds of packing components that make it a lot easier to travel, especially if you're not going to one destination place, but you're hopping around with it a bit. These packet pouches that separate all your luggage, so you can grab these bags inside it. So they just really have a complete just a plethora of travel components that you can use in their luggage bags. They have 100% lifetime guarantee on the bags, so if anything ever breaks, they'll fix them. But we have a selection there, and you can go in, and depending on how you travel or how your family travels or friends, it's a great gift. And we have some good staff there that can help you explain that whole system to you.
Do they make hard shell ski bags or ski luggage?
They don't focus specifically. They don't make ski bags. We have that in the store, obviously, but certainly you can use their luggage for travel. They don't make a ski bag or a snowboard bag per se. So
yeah, so someone could actually fly here with just like a carry-on, yeah, and then get their skis, their boots,
sure,
their clothing, and some Eagle Creek luggage, and
sure,
then head on home. So
yeah,
they only
great
have
gift
to...
idea. If you've got kids that are traveling and they're borrowing your all your old stuff, it might be a good gift idea for Christmas. So
yeah, what about gift certificates?
Yeah, gift certs are always great.
Yeah, yeah, great for a stocking stuffer.
Yeah, yeah, that's the easy way out, right?
Yeah.
If you're running behind, you don't know what to get. We have Jans and White Pine gift cards. Yeah.
And then let's segue over to the Nordic side for just a minute. Tell us a little bit about the product lines on the Nordic side and what happens at White Pine.
Yeah, the Nordic Center has been great. I mean, typically we're up and running,
like the
Alpine Resorts this year. Just a little bit of delay there, but having everything over at the Nordic Center where the pro shop is in the summertime. Really, if you look around the country, there's only a couple places in this country that have that situation where you have a retail component there right next to a lesson area. You have hard goods in there. You can test skis. Any kind of soft goods that you need to buy there are available. We do lessons there. We sell season passes. We do tunes and things like that. So it's really easy, especially now if you're looking for, if you have a Nordic person in your family that needs equipment, this is a great time to go in there and gear up for that.
Now, is Nordic skiing getting more popular year by year?
It's been one of our consistent growing components of our business over the last 10 years.
Yeah, I love the fact that a lot of cities will plow their sidewalks and we groom them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we just got a new cat this year, so towards the end of last year we had one as a demo, and for those who got to experience that pristine corduroy that new cat laid out, just keep our fingers crossed here, and we should be skiing on that pretty soon. So.
And that's over by McPullen Barn, that whole area, and by the golf course.
Basically, at the where the pro shop is now, there's the 3K, which is the back nine, or I'm sorry, the front nine, and the 5K, which is on the back nine, and then you can actually work your way over and ski the farm as well. And you can get a day pass for that, or season pass, or a punch pass, a 10-day punch pass that you can use if you don't think you're gonna use it that much. And the nice thing about that, we have great trails all over the city that are free. The thing that sets the Nordic Center apart is it's just skiing. There's no fat biking, there's no dogs, there's no sledding. It's just classic and skate skiing.
Yeah, I know I was there a couple of years ago, had the season pass for that, and that was great conditions.
Yeah, it's great.
And hopefully we'll get better conditions soon. But in the meantime, if you can't ski, I understand you can still go fly fishing.
Yeah, fishing's still good. And we have a fly shop at the Park Ave store, and also have a fly shop in Camas in front of our warehouse with Fish West. And that just never seems to go away. That's a year-round thing. And, of course, you know, these days have been great to get out. And we carry everything from rods and reels to all the terminal tackle that you use. We do, you know, we have guides.
I was going to say, do you have guides during the winter So your family gets here and they can't ski. One thing they could do is book a fly fishing day.
Yeah, we do that every winter. We have that component, even in February. You know, if people want to go out and just take a day off or something like
that. Yeah, they take a day off because, you know, you come out here for a week, you're not going to ski 7 days, you know, full days. Or maybe you just ski in the morning and then go fly fishing in the afternoon.
Yep.
That's completely doable, I guess.
That too, yeah, the Provo's so close.
Yeah.
And another thing you could do if you can't ski would be, and even in the winter, you mentioned fat tire biking. Can you sort of explain what that is to our listeners who aren't familiar with it?
Yeah, we over at our White Pine location, we rent those bikes in the winter. And the nice thing about that, just a fatter tire with lower pressure allows you to pedal on the snow without sinking in, right? So that's been a fairly popular sport around here, and you know, people who exclusively bike or like to do that as well as Nordic ski or whatever, or just take a break, you know, Round Valley is a great place for that in the summertime, and those trails are, they have designated trails for that as well. And we sell them and we rent them out, and it's just a great, a lot of people come in that have never tried it, that are here again on a ski vacation, and they rent them for a half day or something like that.
So you have, so you keep both ski mechanics and bike mechanics all winter, I take it?
We do, yeah.
And do the fat tire bikes, which I haven't tried, do they come in both regular and electric powered?
They do, yeah. Mostly the ones that we ran out are typically analog power,
powered by our human power.
Yeah.
not so quite a horsepower.
They do come in both varieties, yes.
Now, can they rent an e-bike mount, a fat tire bike, and ride over at Round Valley? Is that allowed? I didn't think
that
e-bikes...
That is a good question.
Yeah.
I will be... defer that to the Mountain
Trails
website.
We're not trying to stump you.
Yeah, Mountain Trails would. Yeah.
All right, what else have we not gotten to in terms of gift ideas? When people walk in and they're a little clueless, how do you help them figure out something to buy?
Oh, well, it depends on, you know, we have all kinds of stocking stuffers there that you can throw in there. And it just reminded me, hearing Kathy with Dolly's, is it really pays to walk into a local store because, like, they know their books. They know what's selling. They're great. And the same thing here. You walk into a local shop, you know, we just got done with all our clinics and training, and all our staff has great ideas. And if you could just remember that you can go in and talk to somebody who's local, who understands the product and all that, you know, you'll find what you're looking for here. But we have casual clothing there. We have accessories, you know, the rumble blankets, which are great. Those are all rolled up, and those are a great gift idea. New brand, Super Yellow Merino Beanies, we just got in. Good gift ideas. The Snow Eagle heated boot bag that you received as a gift. I blew it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I hope she's not listening.
Was that your gift or somebody? Oh, my God. All right.
Oh, well.
That's all right. You'll be happy either way.
All right.
And the website?
The website?
Jan.
www.jans.com.
Perfect.
You can find some stuff on there. But we have, our stores are loaded up for the season.
All right.
Yeah, fantastic.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Mountain Money on KPCW.
Please subscribe to the Mountain Money podcast to stay on top of all the latest episodes of KPCW's Mountain Money.
If you have any ideas for Mountain Money, please shoot us an email at mountainmoney@kpcw.org.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, make sure you leave a review no matter how you listen. And we'd appreciate it if you clicked 5 stars.